you please turn to 1 Peter?
我们一同来看彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
We will read from verse 3 through verse 12.
我们从第三节读到第十二节。
I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我们弟兄读英文，然后我读中文。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead, to an incorruptible and undefiled and unfading inheritance reserved in the heavens for you, who are kept guarded by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye exult, for a little while at present, if needed, put to grief by various trials, that the proving of your faith, much more precious than of gold which perishes, though it be proved by fire, be found to praise and glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, on whom though not now looking, but believing, ye exult with joy unspeakable, and filled with the glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls, concerning which salvation prophets, who have prophesied of the grace towards you, sought out and searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them pointed out, testifying before of the suffering which belonged to Christ and the glorious after these, to whom it was revealed that not to themselves, but to you they minister those things which have now announced to you by those who have declared to you the glad tidings by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, which angels desire to look into.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有复活活泼的盼望，可以得着不能不朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在你们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀是指着什么时候并怎样的时候。他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
I do thank the Lord for the privilege of coming to see your dear brothers and sisters.
我感谢主有机会能够看到弟兄姊妹。
I have no intention to preach.
我没有意思要传讲什么。
I would like to have a heart to heart talk with you.
我是希望说和大家能心对心的来彼此有交通。
Because in recent years,
因为在最近
I was disturbed by something which I observed.
我在观察一些事情的时候，我里面受了一点困扰。
As I move among God's people,
特别当我行走在神百姓中间的时候。
On the one hand, I do thank the Lord, there seems to be growth in knowledge.
那一面来说，在知识上大家好像都长进
了。It seems as if God's people began to know the word of God better than before.
好像神的百姓比从前更认识神的话。
And yet, on the other hand,
那另外一面，
I was disturbed to find that it seems as if God's people do not grow spiritually as much.
但是我里面困惑，因为我觉得好像神的儿女不是成长的那么理想。
So far as knowledge is concerned, we make big step.
就着知识来说，我们的确加增了。
But so far as our spiritual life is concerned, it seems as if there is little growth.
就着我们属灵生命来讲，好像成长了一点点，只是一点点。
And that's the thing that really disturbed me.
所以这件事实在叫我受到叫困扰。
So I have been before the Lord seeking the Lord about it.
所以我在主面前寻求。
And it seems as if the Lord reminds me.
好像主提醒我。
That we have to go back.To the basic.
我们应该要回到一些基础。
So this time, before I came, I prayed before the Lord.
所以当我来以前，我在这边祷告。
And He gave me two questions.
他给我两个问题。
And these two questions are the things that we would like to talk about.
那这两个问题就是我们要交通的两面。
The first question is.
第一个问题是。
Do our souls Need to be saved.
我们的魂需要不要得着拯救
Question number two.
第二点
How can our souls be saved?
我们的魂怎么得着拯救
Now I know these are very, very basic.
我知道这是很浅显的问题
But oftentimes we need to go back to the basic.
但许多时候我们需要回到根基
In order to solve some problems.
来为着来解决一些问题。
If you will forgive me,
如果你原谅我
I have to go to the very beginning.
我需要回到很起初的根基。
When God created man,
当神创造人的时候
You remember in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7?
你记得创世纪第二章第七节。
How our God used the dust of the ground to form.The body of man.
你看神怎样用尘土来创造了人的身体。
Look at your body.
看看我们的身体。
It is wonderfully and fearfully made.
那实在是神的奇妙的杰作。
And yet it was made with the dust of the ground.
但是居然是用泥土来做材料。
God is to be praised.
神实在应该得着称赞。
But after he formed the body,
那么当他形成了亚人的身体
the Bible said he breathed the breath of life into his nostrils.
圣经说他就将生气吹在人的鼻孔里
And then the man become a living soul.
结果人就变得有灵的活人，就是活的魂。
So we know that.Human beings are souls.
所以我们知道人主体是魂。
The Bible tells us that the word soul and the word man seem to be similar.
圣经给我们看的魂跟人这两个字似乎是很靠近似的。
Now even though in the mind of God,
就在神的心思里面
God created man.In three parts.
神创造人是三部分。
He created man with spirit.
他创造我们灵。
And soul.
魂。
And body.
还有身体。
God's intention is that by spirit we keep in communing with God the spirit.
神的意思就是借着灵我们能与神有交通，因为神是个灵。
And from we have heard from God.
这样我们就能听见神。
It will pass on to our soul.
然后呢，就可以传递到我们的魂。
And our soul will decide.
然后我们的魂要决定。
Whether we will accept God's will or not.
或者我们接受神的旨意，或者不是。
And our soul will command our body to act it out.
然后我们的魂就通知我们的身体来执行。
This is according to God's order.
这是根据神的次序。
But so far as human beings are concerned,
那就着人来说
our soul represents ourselves.
我们的魂就代表我们的自己。
And it is our soul that really decides whether we want the will of God or whether we want otherwise.
是魂来决定说到底我们要不要神的旨意。
That's the reason why we find God put man in the Garden of Eden.
这就是为什么神把人放在伊甸园里。
And there you find in the midst of the garden the tree of life.
然后你看见在园中间有生命树。
And by its side the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
还有就是知识善的树。
In other words,
换一句话说，
God allows man to choose his life.
神要我们来拣选他的生命。
How is he going to live upon this earth?
到底我们在地上怎么生活？
Whether he will choose to live by the life of God.
在乎我们到底是选择神的生命呢？
And live a dependent life.
来过或者还是过一个独立的生活呢？
Live a dependent life.
能够依赖的生活呢？
And do the will of God.
来遵循神的旨意。
Or whether he will live by himself.
或者他凭着自己而活。
By his own developed knowledge.
那根据他自己所发展出来的知识。
Choose his own way.
来选走他自己的路。
Independent of God.
完全向神独立。
So you find that God placed before man these two ways.
所以神摆在人面前两条路。
Man may choose to live by the life of God.
人可以选择依靠神的生命。
Man may choose to live by himself.
或者人可以凭着自己而活。
Man may choose to live to do the will of God.
人可以选择要不要遵行神的旨意。
Or to live for his own will.
或者完全依靠他自要实行他自己的意思。
And I believe you all know the story.
我想你们都知道这个故事。
How our forefathers made their choice.
我们的祖先，我们的先祖怎么选择的？
They not only made their own choice.
他们不只选择他们自己的意思。
But they made choice for all of us.
他也为我们都选择了。
Because we are all out of Adam.
所以我们都是从亚当而来的。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Because man sinned.
因为人犯罪。
Something happened to the very constitution of human being.
结果在我们这人的结构里面就起了变化。
Because God said.
因为神说。
If you eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die.
因为你吃分别善恶树的日子，吃的日子必定死。
On that very day, you shall die.
就在那一天你要死。
Well, our forefathers ate the forbidden fruit.
那我们的先祖们是吃了禁果。
But did they die?
他们死了吗？
No.
没有。
We find Adam lived for hundreds of years.
我们知道说亚当活了几百年。
And he begot sons and daughters.
他又生儿养女。
He was very much alive.
他活得很好。
But was God's word false?
难道神的话不兑现了吗？
Certainly not.
当然不是。
So we know what happened.
所以我们知道发生了什么事。
When man sinned,
人犯罪，
their spirit died.
他的灵死了。
God is spirit.
神就是灵。
The only way to be in communication with God is through our spirit.
唯一与主来往的就是靠着我们的灵。
But because of the sin of man,
但是因为人的罪，
that communication was cut off.
结果那个交通就断绝了。
Not in any sense that we have no more spirit.
这不是说我们再也没有灵了。
Spirit as an organ still there.
就做机关来说，灵还在那里。
But it has lost its communication with its proper environment.
但是它和它的环境已经断绝了那个交通的关系。
So before God, man was dead.
所以在神面前，人是死的。
Man was lost.
人失落了。
Then what becomes of man?
那么到底人是变成怎么回事呢？
Man becomes soul and body.
结果人就变成魂跟身体。
And the scripture said man becomes flesh.
所以圣经告诉我们，人就变成肉体了。
In other words,
换句话说
，from that day onward,
从那天开始
，man does not live by the life of God.
人就不再依靠神的生命而活。
Man has lost his contact with God.
人已经与神失去联络了。
Man becomes independent.
人就独立起来了。
And man lives by his soul and body.
现在他完全依靠他的魂跟身体而活。
Man of high degree will live by his soul.
现在人大部分都是凭着魂而活着。
And man of low degree live by their body.
那么然后也凭着他的身体而活。
Their spirit was dead. God.
他们的灵是向神死的。
And that's the way we live before we believe in the Lord Jesus.
那这就是我们没有得救以前的光景。
When you look back to your past life,
你想回想过去。
Since you were born,
自从你生下来。
And until the time you believe in the Lord Jesus,
一直到你重生为止。
Now how did you live?
你怎么过日子？
Well, you have lived a number of years.
我们活了多少年？
But you live not by the life of God.
但是你不是凭着神的生命而活。
You live by the soul life.
乃是凭着我们魂的生命。
And the soul life is Adamic life.
那魂的生命是亚当的生命。
It was a fallen life.
那是一个堕落的生命。
It was a sinful life.
是一个罪恶。
And it was under the law of sin and of death.
是在罪和死的律之下的。
So that's the way we live.
这是我们怎么活当初。
All these years before we believe in the Lord Jesus.
但我在信主以前多少年都是如此。
It is our soul, that self-life, that decides our way.
所以是魂，我们的己的生命来决定我们的一生。
How do we live?
我们怎么活？
We live by the dictate of our soul life.
那就是我们完全听从魂生命的指挥。
This is the way I feel.
这就是我怎么觉得。
This is the way I like.
这就是我怎么喜欢。
This is the way I decide.
这就是我要怎么决定。
This is the way I think so.
这就是我怎么认为。
So everything is self-centered.
所以什么都是以己做中心。
Everything is for ourselves.
什么都是为着我们自己的。
We do not care about God.
我们不在乎神的旨意。
And we are not able.To know the will of God.
我们也无法知道神的旨意。
That's the way we live before we believe in the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们得救以前怎么过日子的。
Now what happened when you are saved?
那么得救以后你怎么回事呢？
I believe all of you who are here this morning.
我想大家今天早上在这里的。
You have all have experience of being saved.
你都经历了得救这件事。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus as your Savior,
当你刚刚接受耶稣做你的救主
something happened in your being.
结果在我们里面起了变化了。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
He that is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
从圣灵生的就是灵。
And he that is born of flesh is flesh.
从肉体生的就是肉体。
Once we were born of the flesh,
我们曾经一度是在肉体里生的。
So what were we?
结果我们是什么？
We were flesh.
我们就是肉体。
It is just soul and body.
那就是我们的魂跟身体而已。
And we are all directed by our soul, selfish, sinful life.
我们完全听从魂还有罪犯罪生命的指挥。
But thank God.
感谢神。
In His great mercy.
在他大的怜悯之下。
He sent His only begotten Son into this world.
他差遣他独生子来到这地上。
And He died on Calvary's cross.For our sin.
他为我们在加略山上钉在十字架为我们的死罪。
He forgave us all the sins that we have committed.
他赦免饶恕我们所有的罪。
But that's negative.
但这是负面的。
Positively.
正面的呢？
We find that he that is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
凡是从圣灵生的就是灵。
He that is born of the Holy Spirit.
凡从圣灵生的。
Is human spirit.He that is born of the Holy Spirit is the new human.
Okay, 所以从圣灵生的结果就是灵，那个灵就是人的灵。
We have a new spirit.
我们现在有个新的灵。
Our conscience has been cleansed by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们良心是因耶稣基督的血而洁净。
So we have a new spirit before God.
所以现在我们身边有个新的灵。
And this can be easily proved.
这个很容易证明的。
Because when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你信主的时候
the first time you pray,
第一次你祷告
you find the difference.
你就觉得不一样了。
Before you believe in the Lord Jesus,
在你没有信主以前
you may have heard of the gospel.
你也许听到福音。
You may be brought in a Christian family.
你也许在基督家庭这样长大。
And you may learn to pray too.
也许你也会祷告，学祷告。
But when you pray to God,
当你和神祷告的时候
Your feeling is God is far, far away.
你的感觉好像神是遥遥远远远在天边。
You believe He is there.
你知道他在那儿。
But where?
但在哪里？
So you're praying to a distant God.
所以你是祷告一个很遥远的神。
There is no relationship.
好像没有关系一样。
But after you believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是自从你信主以后
the first prayer you ever pray.
那第一个祷告你祷告的
As the Bible says,
就像圣经所说的
阿爸
阿爸
Father,
父啊
It was different
不一样
Now I always remember my co-worker
我还记得有一位我的同工
After he was married
当他结婚以后
The first time he went with his wife to his father-in-law's home
他陪着太太回娘家
And according to Chinese custom
那根据中国规矩
You should call your father-in-law daddy.
你要叫岳父爸爸才对。
So he went there.
所以他去了。
And he tried to call his father-in-law daddy.
他要叫他岳父叫爸爸。
But he felt it was so unnatural.
他觉得很不自然。
Because he was his father-in-law.
这是他的岳父。
Not his real father.
不是亲父。
And brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
did you have such experience?
你有没有这样感觉吗?
Now you call God Abba Father.
现在你称呼神阿爸。
Because he's really your father.
他真是你的父。
There is a life relationship.
那里面的关系是生命的关系。
He's no longer an in-law.
现在不再是岳父。
So thank God for that.
感谢神。
After we are saved.
当着我们得救以后。
We have a new spirit.
我们有个新的灵。
And who dwells in your spirit?
那谁住在我们的灵里面呢?
The Bible says Christ comes and dwells. In our spirit.
圣经说基督来了而且住在我们生命里住在我们灵里
Now your new spirit has a new life.
现在你的心灵开始有了新的生命
And the new life is the life of Christ.
那个新的生命就是基督的生命
But more than that.
不止如此
When you are saved.
当你得救的时候
God has done something more.
神还做了比这更多的
He put his spirit into your spirit.
他就把他的灵放在你的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
圣灵住在我们的灵里。
Now we want to ask the question.
现在我们要问一个问题。
Why is it that he gave us a new spirit?
为什么他把心灵给我们呢?
Why is it he put Christ in our spirit?
为什么他把基督放在我们灵里呢?
Why is itThat the Holy Spirit also dwells in our spirit.
为什么圣灵也住在我们灵里呢?
God never does anything without reason.
神没有做一件事没有道理的。
Now, why did God do all these wonderful things?
为什么神做这些奇妙的事呢?
There must be a reason.
一定有原因的。
And the reason is,
原因是这样。
God wants youTo live a different life.
神要你过一个不同的生活。
You are going to live by the life of Christ.
你要借着基督的生命而活。
And the life of Christ in you needs to grow up.
而在基督在你里面的生命需要成长。
And who is going to take care of that?
那谁来照顾这件事呢?
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is there to see.That the life of Christ in your spirit grows into maturity.
圣灵要在那里看着到底我们的生命有没有基督生命有没有长大。
Because it is the eternal purpose of God.
因为这是神永远的旨意。
He who has called.
他呼召召其既然召了我们。
He has justified.
他称我们为义。
He who has been justified.
他称义的人。
He has glorified.
他 他要使他得荣耀。
It is the will of God that we are not only saved.
神的旨意不光我们得救。
That we may be transformed and conformed to the image of Christ.
这样我们能改变而能磨成神儿子的基督的形象。
So this is the will of God.
所以这是神的旨意。
And He has made every provision for that purpose.
为了这个旨意，神有了各方面的预备。
But I want to ask a question.
那我现在问一个问题。
You are saved.
你得救了。
How about your soul?
那你的魂怎么回事？
Are your soul saved?
你的魂得救了吗？
Or do your souls need to be saved?
或者你觉得你的魂需要蒙拯救，需要得救吗？
Now I'm not going to preach another gospel.
那我不是要传另外一个福音，不是。
The Bible has only one gospel.
因为圣经只有一个福音。
It's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督的福音。
If anybody should preach another gospel,
那如果有人传另外的福音
The Apostle Paul said, be he cursed.
那是可咒可诅的。
So I dare not preach another gospel.
所以我绝对不敢传另外一个福音。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
what is the gospel of Jesus Christ?
什么是耶稣基督的福音？
The gospel of Jesus Christ is a full gospel.
基督耶稣的福音是全备的福音。
It is so great a salvation.
那是极大的救恩。
It is not according to what we need.
这不只是根据我们的需要。
It is according to the glory of God.
那是根据神的荣耀。
Because God has called us by His glory and virtue.
因为神是按照他的荣耀和他的美德来召我们。
Can you imagine?
你能想象
that God just wants to save you out of hell into heaven?
神仅是把我们从地狱里面救出来上天堂吗？
And that's all.
就这么多吗？
It doesn't look like God.
这个不像我们的神。
It doesn't glorify God.
这个不叫我们神得荣耀。
So, in the gospel of our Lord Jesus,
所以在基督耶稣的福音里
He will not only save our spirit,
他不光拯救我们的灵
He will also save our soul,
他也要拯救我们的魂
And He will save our body,
他也要拯救我们的身体
His salvation is so complete,
他的救恩是那么完全。
But remember,
让我们记得
when you are first saved,
当你第一次得救的时候
what happened?
什么事发生
does your soul saved at that time?
你的魂得救了吗那个时候
does your body saved at that time?
那个时候你身体得救了吗
something does happen
有一些事的确发生了
you know? How do you repent
你怎么悔改的
Can you repent by yourself
你能够自己悔改吗
We can regret
我们可以懊悔
But we never can repent
但是我们永远不会悔改
We regret because of what we will suffer
我们懊悔因为我们受了那么多的苦
It's all self-centered
那都是自己做中心
But we cannot really repent
但是我们不是真的悔改
Now what is repentance?
什么叫做悔改
Repentance is a change of mind
悔改乃是心思上的转变
Now once your mind is set on going to hell
本来我们的心思定好的是往地狱
Now you turn around and set your mind to heaven
现在你来个 U-turn 现在你的心是向着天上
It's a change of mind.
这是心思的改变。
Now, where is the mind?
心思在哪里？
The mind is in the soul.
那心思在魂里面的一部
分。So there was some change in our soul.
所以在我们魂里面当然有一些的变化。
But it was superficial.
但是是比较浮浅的。
It was just on the surface.
只是在表面上。
It happened just for a time.
那只是几分钟的。
But organically, basically, your soul remained the same.
就是生机来说就是各方面基本上来说我们的魂还需要得救
By that it means the life in your soul hasn't changed
意思就是说在你魂里面的生命里没有改变
Who dwells in your soul?
谁住在你的魂里面
It is still you yourself
所以还是你住在你的魂里面
And who are you?
你是谁？
You are a son of Adam.
你仍旧是亚当之子。
Your life is a fallen life.
你的生命仍旧是堕落的生命。
Your life is a sinful life.
你的还是罪恶污秽的生命。
Your life is a self life.
仍旧是己的生命。
It hasn't changed a bit.
好像没有改变一样。
And that's the reason why.
这是为什么？
After you are saved.
当你得救以后。
At the moment you are saved or a few days.
你没有得救几天。
After you are saved.You seem to have completely changed.
你好像全部改变了。
The sky looks bluer.
那天变得更蓝了。
The birds sing sweeter.
啊，鸟的声音似乎更。
And you are walking on the cloud.
你好像在飘在云中一样。
And you are above everything.
你好像这是在什么之上。
Nothing matters.
什么都摸不着你。
And if the Lord should make any demand of you, you will gladly give it to him.
如果主给你有什么要求，你立刻就答应。
You are already in the second or third heaven.
你好像在二层天、三层天一样。
How long?
但能读一次多久呢？
Some people may continue for a month.
有的人大概一个月。
And you fall down.
然后就下来了。
And you find yourself still on earth.
然后你发现你仍旧在地上。
You still think the same way.
你仍旧想同样的一些。
You still evaluate things the same way.
你估价对于整个事情的估价还是一样的。
You still are self-centered.
你仍旧自我中心。
You still want to do things what you want to do.
你仍旧只要做你要做的。
And all your reactions according to yourself.
你所有的反应都是你的反应。
You haven't changed a bit.
你好像一点都没有改变。
Your soul hasn't changed.
你的魂没有改变。
Organically, it is still the same.
我们知道说，就做器官来说，仍旧是如此，一切来讲还是如此。
Now, how about your body?
那么你的身体呢？
Well, you had some change.
你当然有些改变了。
You used to be long face.
你从来你是长脸的。
But now your face gets rounder.
现在脸越来越圆了。
There was some change.
当然有改变了。
But it's superficial.
但是仍旧是表面的。
Your body is still the mortal body.
你看我们的身体仍旧是必朽的身体。
It's still the corrupt body.
仍旧是必朽坏的。
It hasn't been immortal yet.
好，我们不因着这个缘故变得不朽坏。
It is still physical body.
那我们仍旧是物质的身体。
It is not spiritual body yet.
仍旧还不是灵体。
So your body basically.Organically remains the same.
所以你看身体从生理角度来看还是一样的。
So remember,
记得
when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你蒙恩得救的时候
do not think you are totally saved.
不要说你是完全得救了。
Spirit, soul, and body.
灵魂身体。
You're completely transformed.
完全的改变。
Now, if that's the case,
如果这样的话
probably the Lord would take you to him right away.
如果那样的话我马上就把你接走了。
I think we are facing facts.
我想我们现在要面对现实。
The fact is,
现实是
when we believe in the Lord Jesus, thank God we are saved.
感谢主我们得救那一刹那我们得救了。
But that salvation is centered upon our spirit.
但那个救恩主要重在我们的灵。
And God always works from center to circumstance.
神永远是从中心工作到圆周。
The enemy always works from circumference to center.
仇敌刚好是从圆周到中心。
So God begins with our spirit.
所以神是从我们中心开始，灵开始。
And then from our spirit, He will reach out to our soul.And eventually to our body.
然后扩展到我们的魂，最后达到我们的身体。
And that's the reason why you find in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
所以这就是为什么在灵后第一章十节。
God has delivered us from so great a death.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
And that refers how our spirit.Was saved.
那指着我们的灵得救说的。
That is past.
已经过去了。
And we are being delivered.
现在在原文是正在拯救我们。
And that is in our daily life. After we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are being daily saved.
那就是说在我们得救以后我们天天拯救是蒙拯救。
And that refers to our soul.
那是指的我们的魂。
And then we presume that we shall be saved.
并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
At the coming of the Lord,
在主回来的时候
even this mortal body will become immortal.
我们这朽坏的身体要变成不朽坏。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
so far,As God's salvation is concerned,
就着神的救恩来说
it is a full salvation,
是一个全备的救恩
but it comes in steps.
但是呢，在我们身上是一个步骤一个步骤的
Our spirit was saved, that's the past.
我们灵得救了，这是过去的
Our soul being saved is present.
我们魂得救是今天的事
And our body being saved in the future.
那我们身体得赎是将来的事
Because Our whole being shall be sanctified.
因为我们全人都应当全然成圣。
Spirit and soul
灵,
and body.
魂和身体。
And we will be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord.
那我们要蒙保守一直到主见主面的人。
That is the purpose of God.
这是神的旨意。
So the first question is,
所以现在第一个问题就是,
Do your soulNeed to be saved.
你的魂需要得救吗?
I'm afraid to many Christians.
我怕对很多基督徒来说。
They do not even have the slightest idea that our soul needs to be saved.
他们几乎没有一点点的观念说我们的魂需要得救。
How can we live a Christian life?
我们怎么过基督生活
If we neglect so great a salvation,
如果我们忽略这么大的救恩
In other words,
换句话说
After we are saved,
当我们得救之后
We know that from now on we are Christians.
从现在开始我们是信基督徒了
And as Christians, we must live a Christian life.
做一个基督徒我们当然要过基督生活
And by Christian life, we means thatWe have to do God's will.
所以基督生活的意思就是我们要遵行神的旨意。
We must please God.
我们要讨神喜悦。
Not like before.
不像从前一样。
We now are Christians.
我们是基督徒了。
We are different.
我们不同了。
Our lives should be different.
我们的生命，我们的生活应该不一样了。
And we should show forth the glory of God.
我们应该要归，我们应该归荣耀于神。
I believe everybody knows that.
我想每个人都知道。
But how do you live your Christian life?
但是你怎么过基督生活
Do you live by the life of Christ in your spirit?
你是借着基督在圣灵里面，在我们灵里面基督的生命而活吗
Or are you still living by the self life in your soul?
还是依靠在我们魂里面那个己的生命
If you live by Christ's life,
如果你借着如果在灵里面你借着在灵里面基督的生命而活
then you'll find that you really begin to do the will of God
然后你发现你才真正的遵行神的旨意
if you still live by your self life in your soul
如果你是根据在魂里面己的生命而活
no matter how you try
不管你怎么努力
you'll find it is superficial.
你发现它永远是表面的。
In other words,
换句话说
outwardly, you may live so-called a Christian life.
表面上好像我们是过基督生活。
But inwardly, you are not.
实在说来不是。
Now, I often feel,
我常常感觉
when God saves us,
当神救我们
He actually has shown us His way of living.
他曾经把那个生活的那个那个种种来启示给我们。
How should we live afterwards?
我们到底应该怎么活着
？He has already shown us.
他已经指示给我们。
But oftentimes we neglect it.
但是多少时候我们常常忽略。
And because we neglect it.
因为我们忽略了。
Therefore.
所以。
We begin still to live outwardly.
我们仍旧凭着外面而活。
You know, Christian life is an inner way of life.
基督徒的生活是里面的生活。
It is not an outward way.
不是外面的。
Or to put it another way.
换一句话说。
We ought to live by the inward life.
我们乃是根据里面的生命而活。
And not by the outward man.
不是根据外面的人而活。
And that is our soul.
那就是我们的活。
Now that is the way to live.
这就是怎么活着。
And actually, when you are saved,
当你得救的时候
without your knowledge,
你没有想到，你不
知道。You are already being shown that this is the way.
其实老早已经那个路指明给我们看。
But unfortunately,
但是很不巧的。
Christianity today has become something.
今天整个基督徒就一切都变成外面的活动。
We are being led to live outwardly.
我们被误导到在外面活着。
We are being told.
我们被说有人告诉我们。
Now you are saved.
你得救了。
Now you believe in the Lord Jesus.
那现在你相信耶稣基督了。
Now you should live as a good Christian.
那你现在要做个好基督徒。
Now what do you mean by a good Christian?
那好基督怎么回事呢？
Go to church on Sunday.
上礼拜堂。
Read your Bible.
读你的圣经。
Say your prayer.
祷告。
Witness for the Lord.
然后为主做见证。
Now if you do these things,
如果你把这些事做好了，
then you are a good Christian.
那你就是好基督徒了。
So in other words, we try to keep all these outward laws and regulations.
所以我们就一直维持外面这些活动，包括律法等等，规矩等等。
I remember when I was, after I was saved.
我还记得我刚刚得救。
I kept the Lord's Day as Sabbath.
那我把主日当作安息日。
Because that was we were told.
这就是我们这样被教导的。
On the Lord's Day, aside from going to the church, you shouldn't do anything else.
那主日除了上礼拜堂之外，什么都不该做。
And as a student,
做一个学生那个时候
，I dared not to study on Sunday.
我礼拜天都不敢读书。
So when there was examination on Monday.That's a fearful thing to me.
所以对我来讲，如果礼拜一考试，我礼拜天就麻烦了。
But what did I do on Sunday afternoon?
那么我礼拜天下午要做什么
？I play ball.
那么我就玩玩球。
That's under the law.
哦，这在律法之下。
That's being a good Christian.
这就是怎么样来做一个基督徒。
And before I was saved, I've loved to go to movies.
那没有得救前，我喜欢看电影。
But on Sunday, never.
但是主日绝对不可以。
I remember only I broke it once.
我还记得有一次。
Now let's try to be a good Christian.
这就是我是怎么做好基督徒。
I prayed.
我祷告。
As soon as I got down on our knees, I opened my mouth and tell the Lord this and that.
那我跪下，我就告诉主这个那个。
I don't know that I should listen to what he's saying to me.
我不知道祷告的时候应该是听他怎么说。
I read the Bible.
我读圣经。
But after which you asked me what did I read?
如果你读了问我，等你说你问读什么，我忘记了。
But I was considered a good Christian.
但是许多人都认为我是基督好基督徒。
I was living a good.Christian life.
我可以说是过一个很好的基督徒生活。
Everything is outward.
什么都是外面的活动。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is not God's way.
这不是神的道路。
After we are saved,
当我们得救以后
God put his life in us.
神把他的生命放在我们里面。
And his spirit is in our spirit.
他的灵在我们的灵里。
He is trying to see how the life of Christ grows.
他要看在这个基督的生命是怎么成长的。
And it is only with the life of Christ grow that you are really growing spiritually.
只有那个生命成长，我们才真的在主面前有长进。
Otherwise, nothing really matters.
所以否则一切都算不得上。
You may begin to get a lot of biblical knowledge.
你可能得到很多圣经的知识。
Your head becomes very big.
你的头越来越大。
But how about your feet?
那你的脚怎么办？
You know, in recent years, people are worried about obesity.
About obesity. 糖尿病，对，是最近有人太胖了，就是太胖了。
Now I feel Christians today have spiritual obesity.
我觉得今天很多都是属灵的胖子。
Because they have a large head but a very small feet.
他有很大的头脑，但是很脚很小的细脚。
But we need to remember.
我们要记得。
Spiritual life is the life of Christ.
属灵的生命乃是基督的生命。
It is from the Spirit touching our soul and reaching our body.
是从灵开始，然后扩展到我们的魂，扩展到我们的。
It is an inner way of life.
是里面的道路。
And that is the only way that we can live as a Christian.
这就是我们做基督徒是唯一的道路。
So the Bible said.
所以圣经说。
How can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
所以圣经说，我们忽略这最大的救恩，我们怎么能陶醉呢？
That you find in Hebrews chapter 2.
这就是希伯来书第二章那里告诉我们。
God is going to do something much more.
神要做很大的事。
You know, after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们得救以后,
we began to work out a Christian life.
我们试着要尝试做, 做过基督的生活。
By ourselves.
借着我们自己。
But who can live a Christian life?
那谁能够活出基督生活?
Only Christ himself can do that.
只有基督自己才有办法。
No, sometimes people love the Sermon on the Mount.
许多人喜欢山上的教训。
Because they think this is the highest ethics in the world.
他们觉得这是个世界上最高的伦理。
You try to imitate.
你希望能够模仿这个。
You try to keep it.
你希望来遵守。
Now, if you don't try, you're all right.
你如果不遵守还好。
If you try,Then you are in trouble.
你越遵守，你越麻烦来了。
Because you can never do it.
你怎么也办不到。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
How can we live a Christian life?
我们怎样能过着基督徒生活？
There is only one way.
只有一条道路。
You have to live.By the life of Christ in you.
只有你靠凭着在灵里面基督生命而活。
But when you are doing that,
当你这么做的时候，
do you realize that within you there is an enemy?
你注意到在你里面有一个仇敌吗？
I think every believer has such experience.
我想每一个人都有这样的经历。
Every believer, after we are saved,
当我们每一个人得救以后，
we do feel that we need to do the will of God.
我们都知道说我们必须要遵守神的旨意。
And we want to do it.
我们要这么做。
But when we are trying to do it,
当我们真的这样做的时候，
you find there is within you someone who is deadly against it.
好像总是有什么人来扯你的后腿。
Just like the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 7.
就像保罗在第七章罗马书第七章所说的。
And in chapter 7 verse 18 he said,
那里是告诉我们十八节。
What I want to do, I cannot.
我立志行善由得我。
And when I do not want to do, I do it.
只是行出来由不得我。
In other words,
换句话说，
you find that within himself there is a conflict.
在他里面有一个冲突。
Now, where does the conflict? Where is the conflict?
为什么有这个矛盾，有这个冲突？
It is the conflict between the spirit and the soul.
乃是灵和魂之间的矛盾，冲突。
It is the conflict between Christ's life in the spirit and self-life in the soul.
那是在灵里面基督的生命与在魂里面己的生命的冲突。
So, a Christian has two lives.Within him.
所以基督徒可以说有两个生命在他里面。
In your spirit, you have Christ.
在灵里面你有基督。
In your soul, yourself still dominates.
在魂里面你的己仍旧掌权，仍旧掌权。
So when you're moved by the Spirit,
所以如果你被圣灵来运行，
and you want to do the will of God,
要做行神的旨意的时候，
it is not that easy.
并没有那么简单了。
Because you find there is one within you against it.
所以你看有一样在里面来反对，来反抗。
There is a civil war going within.
所以在我们每个人里面都有个内战。
And who wins the victory?
结果谁打了胜仗呢？
Most of the time, it was the soul.
多半的时候都是我们魂打了胜仗。
Why?
为什么？
Because Adam is pretty old.
因为我们知道亚当是够老的了。
And the life of Christ in you is new.
我们知道基督的生命到底是年轻。
So you find Martin Luther.
所以马丁路德怎么说呢？
He said,
他这么说，
I am not afraid of the Pope, of the Cardinals.
我不怕教皇或者是那些大主教们。
But I am afraid of one within me.
但是我怕我里面的教皇。
Philip Melanchthon said the same thing.
摩兰顿同样说一件事。
He said, "Old Adam is too much for young Melanchthon."
他说老亚当对于这个年轻的梅兰顿来讲实在太厉害了。
They all have these experiences.
他们同样的经历。
Now we believe that Romans chapter 7 is Paul's experience after he was saved.
我们相信第七章这里所描写呢是保罗得救以后的经历。
Because he said, "I will to do the will of God."
他说我愿意我愿意做神的旨意。
An unsaved person cannot say that.
Yeah, 没有得救的人不会说我喜欢神的律。
Only a saved person wants to do God's will.
所以只有蒙恩得救的人他才能喜欢神的旨意。
But he found a conflict within him.
但他觉得里面有挣扎。
And the soul life is so powerful.
结果魂的生命是那么强势。
That oftentimes it overwhelmed the spirit life.
结果几乎把灵的生命把它压倒了。
Do you have such experience?
你有这样的经历吗？
I often say nervous Christians are good Christians.
我常常说紧张的基督徒都是好基督徒。
Now if you are not nervous at all,
如果你一点都不紧张，
you don't care,
你不在乎，
what kind of Christian you will be?
那你会是什么样的基督徒呢？
But because you do care.
那就是因为你太在乎了。
You do want to please God.
你要讨主的心。
And you find it is so difficult.
你就觉得这么困难。
And you are defeated again and again and again.
你一再的失败又再失败。
And you get more and more nervous.
然后你越来越紧张了。
So I said nervous Christians are good Christians.
所以我说你紧张就是个好基督徒。
But it is not the will of God for us to be nervous.
但不是神的旨意要我们紧张了。
It is because of our ignorance.
那就是因为我们无知。
Our soul needs to be saved.
我们的魂需要蒙拯救。
And by the saving of the soul, what does it mean?
那魂的救恩，魂的得救什么意思呢？
It does not mean that you shall annihilate your soul.
这不是说你要把你的魂消灭了。
Now if you annihilate your soul, you are gone.
那你若你消灭的魂，你这人就完了。
Some people say you should never think.
有人说你千万不能想。
If you don't think you are spiritual,
你若不想你就属灵了。
Not at all.
不是这么回事。
People say you should not feel anything.
有人说你对不能有感觉的。
Now does that make you more spiritual?
这样会叫你更属灵吗？
People say you should have no will at all.
有人说你最好没有拣选，没有旨意，没有意思。
Does it make it better?
这个会叫你更好吗？
Not at all.
一点都不是。
I do thank the Lord.
我感谢神。
And when he created our soul,
他创造我们魂的时候，
he gave us such facilities.
他给我们这样的一个器官。
He enabled us to feel.
他能叫我们能感觉。
If I have no feeling, I'm nothing.
如果我没有感觉，我什么都不是。
If I cannot think, I'm nothing.
那如果我不能想，我就什么都不是。
If I cannot will, I'm nothing.
我不能用意志，我就什么也不是。
These are the precious gifts of God.
这乃是神宝贵给的赏赐。
But the problem is,
但是问题在这。
Who is using it?
谁在用它？
You or Christ?
是你用呢，还是基督？
Does Christ use your feeling?
你觉得是基督来使用你的感觉吗？
That your feeling will express Christ.
你的感觉能够彰显基督。
Does Christ use your thinking?
难道基督能用你的心思吗？
That your thinking comes from heaven.
这样你的心思从天而来的。
Does Christ use your will that you will the will of God?
圣灵能基督能用你的意志叫你能够要神所要的吗？
So the saving of souls doesn't mean to get rid of your soul.
所以魂的救恩不是说你要把你的魂除去。
If that's the case, you're gone.
这样的话你就完了。
The saving of the soul is to save our soul from the self.
那魂的救恩就只要我们从己的生命里面拯救出来。
That Christ's life may come and take charge in your soul.
这样的话呢，基督的生命在灵里面能够在你的魂里面掌权。
And this is the saving of the soul.
这个就是魂的拯救。
And this is a process that should be going on now.
这个是一直的过程，到现在还在进行中。
And if this process is going on,
如果这个过程正在进行中，
then your soul is being saved.
那你的魂是正天天被拯救。
And that salvation will be manifested at the coming of the Lord.
那么结果那个整个的彰显，救恩的彰显是在主回来的时候。
How can you?Save your soul.
你怎么救你的魂？
Can you save your soul by exercising your soul?
你能不能借着运用你的魂，结果叫你魂得救？
You cannot do that.
你不能。
And that's why what you find people are doing it.
所以你看今天很多人就做这么一件事。
In the Catholic Church,
在天主教里面，
you find there are penance.
他们，你看他们在那里做忏悔。
And there are those people who try to ill-treat their body.
他们苦待自己。
In order to overcome the sinful desire.
他们要克服那个污秽的欲望。
And in all the other religions, they do the same.
那么别的宗教也做同样的事。
They try to have transcendental meditation.
他们借着默想啊，什么等等。
They try to use their soul to save.Their soul.
他们是用他们的魂来拯救他们的魂。
But the result is their soul gets stronger.
结果这个魂越来越膨胀。
How do we save our soul?
我们怎么救我们的魂？
We try to save our soul by being active in Christian work.
我们拯救我们魂是在教会里面有更多的活动。
Let us serve God.
我们来服侍神。
If you love God, you serve God.
你如果爱神，你就应该侍奉神。
How do you serve God?
你怎么侍奉神？
According to what you feel like to do.
那就看你喜欢做什么。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
if we are doing that,
如果我们这么做，
our soul gets stronger.
我们魂变得更大了。
Instead of being saved,
不应该是被拯救才对。
And that's the reason why.I found among God's people.
这就为什么我在神儿女中间发现。
Even we have the life of Christ in us.
即便我们有基督生命在我们。
And we are trying very hard to be spiritual.
我们真的很努力想要属灵。
But unfortunately,
很可惜。
It seems as if we are still living our Christian life.By the power of our soul.
我们不知不觉的，我们仍旧受我们魂能力的支配。
Even in our seeking the Lord.
即便我们寻求主。
Even in our serving the Lord.
即便我们侍奉主。
We depend upon our soul.
我们仍旧依靠我们的魂。
And that's the reason why.
这是为什么。
You'll find we have spiritual obesity.
我们才有属灵的胖子。
So this is something that troubles me.
这就是一直在我里面受困扰的。
I'm thinking of myself.
我常常想到我自己。
I'm thinking of brothers and sisters.
我想到弟兄姊妹。
The Lord is coming soon.
我们的主很快就要回来。
We do not have much time left.
我们没有多少时间剩下。
And if we should continue.In this outward way,
如果我们一直是外面这样的活的话，
when the Lord shall come,
当我们主回来的时候，
what will happen to us?
什么事会发生呢？
Can we say, can he say, good and faithful servant?
他能够说好忠心好
仆人，忠心的仆人。
Or we will be in danger of being that lazy and wicked servant.
我们有可能真的是那个又懒又恶的仆人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
I feel this is a very serious thing to be considered.
我觉得这是件非常严肃的事，我们需要在神面前考虑。
So I want to put this before your dear brothers and sisters.
所以我愿意把这个事放在你们面前。
Not you only, but myself too.
不只是你们，连我自己也在里面。
Do my soul need to be saved?
我的魂需要蒙拯救吗？
I confess before the Lord.
我在主面前承认。
My soul needs salvation.
我的魂需要救恩。
If my soul is not saved,
如果我的魂没有被拯救，
my spirit life will suffer.
我属灵的生命要受到难，要受的难为。
So I want just to lay this question before you, dear brothers.
所以我就这样的把这件事呈现在弟兄姊妹面前。
Whether you have believed the Lord for many, many years.
也许你在主面前已经多年了。
Or whether you are newly saved.
或者你刚刚得救。
I think the principle is the same.
原则都是一样的。
You can never depend upon your soul. You have to depend upon the spirit.
你不能依靠你的魂，你必须依靠灵。
You have to depend upon the Christ in you, the hope of glory.
你必须依靠基督怎样在你里面做了荣耀的盼望。
And never depend upon yourself to get there.
千万不要依靠我们的自己。
So this is my burden.
所以这就是我的负担。
And if the Lord wills,
如果主愿意的话，
we will try to ask and answer the second question.
所以我们想问第一，也回答第二个问题。
How can our souls be saved?
我们的魂怎么能蒙拯救？
So pray about it.
我们一同祷告。
If the Lord wills,
如果主愿意的话，
we'll continue tomorrow.
我们明天要继续。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Can we just spend some time responding in prayer?
我们有一段时间在主面前祷告。
Father.